legendary LSU play-by-play announcer Jim Hawthorne. Jim, how are you doing?
Well, doing fine. Looking forward to a big weekend.
Well, let's before we discuss the upcoming game, let's go back to last week. You've well, you've been the voice of the Tigers now. This is your 29th season. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen anything remotely similar to what happened last week?
No, not like that. Don't care to see it again, but I've seen some strange things and some strange endings. And I don't believe that I would hesitate to say I don't believe anybody has seen anything quite like that last week.
Well, looking at the offense, and yeah, it seems that LSU is still trying to find a quarterback between Jordan Jefferson and Jarrett Lee. Who do you think will be the guy this week against Florida?
Well, they honestly really haven't been rotating. I mean, this is the first game that Jarrett Lee has had any significant snaps at all. And he actually took 38 snaps, I believe, in this game. And was very productive, even though he made a few mistakes, threw an interception in the end zone and a couple of other things. But I believe that both of them will play a significant amount in the game. I think we're probably going to be looking, at least in the near future, at a true two-quarterback system. So who's going to take the first snap? That's hard to say. If I were a betting man, I would say probably Jordan Jefferson. But, that's not my call. It remains to be seen. But I think that they both will play an awful lot of downs in this game.
With the emergence of this defense, I mean, this defense is just one of the best in the nation. Do you think that Les tends to lean heavily on that and just play very conservative, kind of like a Bo Schembechler type ball?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the defense. I think that Bo Schembechler is the key word that you said there. That's his manner, and that's how he that's the gentleman that he certainly did idolize and learned a lot of his coaching skills from, and I think he is one of those coaches that really believes that you got to run the football in order to set up the pass, and so that's kind of the way the philosophy he's always had. But a lot of what it has to do with is the quarterback that you have to work with, and if you go back and look at the quarterbacks that LSU had when Nick Saban was here and when Les Miles first took over. Rohan Davey, Jamarcus Russell, Matt Flynn, Matt Mauch, guys like that. LSU doesn't have that right now. They've got a young man who is very athletic, who can run the ball and is a good rollout passer, and that's Jordan Jefferson. And they've got a young man who does a pretty good job of dropping back and throwing the ball and reading defenses, and that's Jarrett Lee. But they don't have that one real go-to guy that's just a truly outstanding quarterback. And so I think you have to adapt the offense that you run around the personnel that you have.
Patrick Peterson is an amazing player. Do you think they're going to try to maybe incorporate him on offense, try to get that explosive ability out there?
I spent some wishful thinking, by some of the LSU fans. He truly is one of the best athletes, maybe not only in the SEC, but in the country. He runs back punts and kickoffs and he's on the punt and kickoff coverage team, and he's truly a terrific at cornerback. So I don't know. I don't know if the coaching staff has just been smiling out of one side of their mouth and said, but they have said, that he has taken a few snaps in practice this week. So I don't know what that means. My belief is that he is so valuable doing the things that we just talked about that it would be very difficult for them to take a chance that some, 315-pound defensive lineman would snap him at half and tackle him. So it would be kind of dangerous for them to try to do that, but you never can tell.
We're chatting with Jim Hawthorne, the LSU play-by-play announcer. Florida comes into the game with a very talented defense, obviously exploited last week, but I think that's deceptive, the score of that last game against Alabama. And LSU comes into the game leading the conference in total defense with averaging 246 yards per game. These two, what seem to be excellent defenses and what seem to be totally inept offenses at times, how do you see the flow of this game going?
Well, based on what you're telling me and what the facts are pointing out, you would think that it would not be a high-scoring ball game. I think LSU will approach the game that this is the best team that they've played all year, without question. And the fact that they got beat by Alabama, well, you know, in case you're not aware, most everybody Alabama plays is going to get beat this year. They're just that good. I think the Tigers are going to come down there wanting the defense and the special teams to continue to play as well as they have this year. And for the offense, to pick up where they left off. You know, they rolled up 446 yards, I believe it was, this week. Just struggled because of a couple of mistakes to get the ball in the end zone. And if they hadn't made those mistakes, it would never have come down to that final play like it did last week. So I think that's what LSU's going to try to do. They're very concerned, you know, with Brantley and the Florida offense. So, you know, that I look for it to be a very well-played and closely played ballgame.
Les Miles, the head coach of the Tigers, of course, is in his sixth season at LSU and, of course, has a record of a nearly 800 winning percentage at LSU and 84-36 overall. Yet on our call-in shows here in Birmingham and from what I hear nationally, too, he gets a lot of flack from the LSU fan base. Can you just explain what the mentality is given the success he's had?
Well, LSU fans, certainly a percentage of them, are very, very passionate about their football, and there's been some game management issues, some clock management issues that they've just taken issue with Coach Miles and his coaching staff and how they've handled it, and that's what you're hearing. It's not how many games he's won or lost. Certainly, you can't argue with that. He's won a national championship, an SEC championship, and you just talk about the percentages. They were not happy with what happened at the end of that ball game. They weren't happy with what happened in the Ole Miss game last year, which in essence cost LSU a win. This time the Tigers were fortunate that they did pick up the win, but that's what's drawing the ire from a vocal minority, I believe. But you know, at this point, you've got to turn that loose and forget about that. That was last week, and LSU did win the game. And I think most of the true LSU fans are concentrating on giving this football team as much push and energy and support as they possibly can to be able to go down and be competitive and perhaps win that game at Florida.
This is a very rough stretch. McNeese State, but you've got at Florida, at Auburn, then home versus Alabama. How do you think Miles and the team are prepping for this? Do you think they're going to just do the one game at a time, or do you think they're going to start saying, oh my goodness, we've got one of the roughest stretches in SEC history right here?
No, you can't afford to do that. And you didn't go in playing at Arkansas also.
Finish up the season at Arkansas. know, just that little thing.
Yeah, that just adds to it. You know, LSU has, you know, playing four of the best teams in the SEC, and three of them on the road during the stretch that you're talking about, in addition to Ole Miss at home and then McNeese and ULM. So it's probably the toughest SEC stretch that LSU has faced, or maybe anybody's faced in quite a while. You absolutely cannot do that, and that's something that the coaching staff will make sure. I don't think they have to tell the team that they can't look past Florida, thinking about they got to play Auburn in 2 weeks, or Arkansas the last game of the year, or even Alabama at home. You just can't do that. They've got to put all of their focus and attention on this game coming up and, go down there with the confidence that they can win that game.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us. This is the voice of the Tigers, Jim Hawthorne. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's been my pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.